Book 2, Canto 8, The World of Falsehood, page 230-232. His being ventured into mindless void, intolerant gulfs that knew not thought nor sense. Thought ceased, sense failed. His soul still saw and knew. In atomic parcelings of the infinite, near to the dumb beginnings of lost self, he felt the curious small futility of the creation of material things. Or, stifled in the inconscience hollow dusk, he sounded the mystery dark and bottomless of the enormous and unmeaning deeps, whence struggling life in a dead universe rose. There, in the stark identity lost by mind, he felt the sealed sense of the insensible world, and a mute wisdom in the unknowing night. Into the abysmal secrecy he came, where darkness peers from her mattress, grey and nude, and stood on the last locked subconscious floor, where being slept unconscious of its thoughts, and built the world not knowing what it built. There waiting its hour, the future lay unknown. There is the record of the vanished stars. There in the slumber of the cosmic will, he saw the secret key of nature's change. A light was with him, an invisible hand was laid upon the error and the pain till it became a quivering ecstasy. The shock of sweetness of an arm's embrace. He saw in night the eternal's shadowy veil. New death for a seller of the house of life. In destruction felt creation's hasty pace. New loss as the price of a celestial gain. And hell as a shortcut to heaven's gates. Then in illusion's occult factory, and in the inconscience magic printing house, torn were the formats of the primal night, and shattered the stereotypes of ignorance. Alive, breathing a deep spiritual breath, nature expunged her stiff mechanical code, and the articles of the bound soul's contract. Falsehood gave back to truth her tortured shape. Annulled were the tables of the law of pain, and in their place grew luminous characters. The skillful penman's unseen finger wrote his swift intuitive calligraphy. Earth's forms were made his divine documents. The wisdom embodied mind could not reveal. Inconscience chased from the world's voiceless breast. Transfigured were the fixed schemes of reasoning thought, arousing consciousness in things inert. He imposed upon dark atom and dumb mass the diamond script of the imperishable, inscribed on the dim heart of fallen things, a pain song of the free infinite, and the name, foundation of eternity, and traced on the awake exultant cells in the ideographs of the ineffable, the lyric of the love that waits through time, and the mystic volume of the book of bliss, and the message of the superconscient fire. Then life beat pure in the corporeal frame. The infernal gleam died and could slay no more. Hell split across its huge abrupt facade, as if a magic building were undone. Night opened and vanished like a gulf of dream. Into being's gap, scooped out as empty space, in which she had filled the place of absent God. There poured a wide, intimate, and blissful dawn. Healed were all things that time's torn heart had made. And sorrow could live no more in nature's breast. Division ceased to be, for God was there. The soul lit the conscious body with its ray. Matter and spirit mingled and were one. End of Canto 8.